safe to Susie. The expansion reset. Before we begin, a quick practical note. Listen only somewhere you can safely relax. Not while driving, not while operating machinery, not while doing anything that needs your full attention. You're in control throughout. Move if you need to, adjust, open your eyes whenever necessary. Nothing needs forcing. Let it be easy. Now, most people assume resistance shows up before success. Before the launch, before the visibility, before the risk. And often it does. But there's another version that's harder to spot because it arrives after progress. A campaign works, a launch goes well. More people start responding. Income rises, the thing you were working towards begins demonstrably to work. And then something changes. The person who was desperate for momentum becomes inconsistent. Promotion slows. The offer gets questioned. A shiny new project appears, demanding attention that the working thing needed. From the outside, it looks like carelessness. From the inside, it rarely feels like anything at all. You may recognize some of that. And it isn't sabotage, and it isn't proof you secretly don't want success. It's more likely that success changed the stakes. While growth was theoretical, it was safe to want. Once it became real, a quieter question arrived. What happens if this keeps working? That question is what this session explores. So, settle into wherever you are. Feel the support underneath you. The weight of your body carried without your help. The weight of your hands resting. There are sounds around you. They can carry on without you. Let your breathing run itself the way it does when you stop supervising it. And notice this, because it belongs to today in particular. For the next while, nothing needs to be expanded. Nothing needs to be managed, maintained, or protected. There's no team to organize, no client to satisfy, no result to hold in place. Whatever your business is doing right now, it can do it without you for half an hour. Let your attention settle in its own time. While you're resting here, consider something you've already lived. Think of anything that once required real effort from you and has since become ordinary. Speaking with a new client, perhaps. Running a call, some piece of technology that once seemed designed to humiliate you. A responsibility you now carry without thinking about it. No dramatic transformation produced that change. Nobody waved anything over you. You did the thing awkwardly at first, and repetition made it familiar, and familiarity made it capacity. What once took everything you had now takes almost nothing, because you grew around it. That's worth remembering, because it quietly contradicts one of the most convincing stories the mind tells about growth. The story says you need the capacity before the expansion. Your own history says the capacity arrives through the expansion. Larger responsibilities can develop exactly the same way. Not instantly, gradually, the way yours always have. Now, a question. And there's no need to answer it quickly. Just let it sit somewhere you can feel it. If your business became 5 times more successful, what are you afraid you might lose? Whatever came up is worth respecting. Time, maybe, freedom, privacy, simplicity, a sense of yourself, peace, belonging. Different people find different things there, and none of the answers are silly. But here's the distinction that changes everything. An imagined cost is not automatically an inevitable cost. More clients do not have to mean no free time. Greater income does not have to mean more stress. A bigger audience does not require you to broadcast your private life. Growth does not require saying yes to every opportunity that arrives. Some of what you pictured is real and can be planned for. Some of it is a forecast your mind issued without checking the facts. Those are different categories, and they deserve different responses, which leads somewhere important. Somewhere in the back of the mind, success can get built as a kind of cage. More clients forever, more work forever, more expectations, more responsibility, no exit, no off switch. Look at that picture in daylight and you can see the flaw. You're still the one building it. You can change your capacity, raise prices, limit client numbers, bring in support, improve the systems, take time off, say no, alter how the work is delivered. Choose deliberately what kind of business this becomes. Success doesn't remove your agency. It increases the number of things your agency applies to. You can create more without becoming trapped by what you create. The cage was only ever a sketch. You're holding the pencil. And the same is true of capacity, which deserves its own moment, because this is where the pressure usually lives. You do not need the skills to run a 10 times larger business in order to run a 2 times larger one. You don't need every system, every hire, every leadership skill, every answer installed in advance, like scaffolding, for a building that doesn't exist yet. You need enough for the next stage. That's all. And from the next stage, you'll be able to see what the following one requires in a way you simply cannot see from here. Results can grow. Capacity can grow alongside them. Support can be added as the need becomes real rather than imagined. Each level teaches you the requirements of the one after it. You've already done this several times over in every area where you once felt out of your depth and now feel at home. I'll tell you about a coach I know. She'd been trying for months to fill a small group program. It was the goal. And then, one afternoon, the last place sold. Full. Her first emotion was excitement. Her second, arriving roughly an hour later, was dread. What if they all need me at once? What if I can't deliver at this level? And the quietly alarming one, if this works, I'll have to do it again next month. So, she did the understandable thing. She stopped the marketing that had filled the program, not consciously. The posts just became less frequent. The follow-up slower, the pipeline gently throttled. It took an honest conversation with a mentor to name what had happened. She hadn't hit a growth problem. She'd hit a capacity problem, and instead of building capacity, she treated the discomfort as evidence that growth itself was unsafe. She made two changes. She set clearer boundaries around how and when participants could reach her. And she rebuilt the delivery structure so the program didn't live entirely inside her head and her inbox. The interesting result, the fuller program was easier to run than the half-full one had been because it finally had a structure around it. The lesson isn't that success is easy. It's that a capacity problem usually has a capacity answer. Retreating from the result that exposed the problem just guarantees you'll meet the same problem again at the same level next time. Now, a quieter question, because growth touches identity too. Who will I be if this really works? There's a version of you that's familiar, the one still building, still trying to make it, the one with potential not yet arrived. Frustrating as that identity can be, it's well worn. You know how to be that person. Greater success may ask you to accept something stranger. I am now someone who does this at a higher level. Notice that nothing in that sentence requires you to abandon anyone. Growth isn't a change of personnel. It's the same person carrying more experience, more evidence, more responsibility, with the same values they started with. Your circumstances are allowed to improve without your character being asked to resign. You're not becoming someone else. You're becoming more experienced, at being yourself under different conditions. And since we're here, the belonging question offered only if it fits. Sometimes growth creates distance or the fear of it. Friends who knew the earlier version. Family with expectations. People around you who don't share these goals. You can't guarantee every relationship stays identical. Some will shift, but shrinking was never the only way to stay connected. You can remain warm, present, genuinely interested in other people's lives, generous when you choose to be. You can hold boundaries around your time and your money without holding a grudge. And other adults are allowed their reactions to your progress. Their reactions were always theirs to manage. You are not responsible for keeping everyone comfortable with the size of your life. More success also tends to mean more people seeing you. More notice, more comments, more questions, more opinions. That can be its own discomfort, and it deserves a full session of its own. For now, one connection is enough. If succeeding means being seen by more people, that isn't a reason to retreat from succeeding. You choose your level of visibility. You can be professionally known without making your private life public property. Those dials are separate, and both of them are in your hands and responsibility. Let's be honest about it rather than soothing about it. More clients require delivery. A team requires leadership. Money requires management. Promises require keeping. Growth does add weight. But there's a difference between responsibility and burden. And the difference is design. A burden is weight you carry alone, indefinitely by default. A responsibility can be chosen, structured, shared, and supported. You decide what you offer, how many clients you serve, what boundaries exist, what help you bring in, and what you no longer do personally. More responsibility does not mean carrying everything yourself. It never did. It just feels that way from the level below. Let's rehearse. Four scenes from a business that's working. First, a piece of content performs unusually well. Far more people than usual are seeing you, responding, sharing. Feel the two things arriving together, the excitement and the flicker of pressure. Let both be there and notice what you don't do. You don't disappear. You don't go quiet for a fortnight until it feels safe again. You stay visible, steady, and keep doing the thing that worked. Second, several new clients join at once. The demand is real, and instead of the trapped feeling, watch yourself ask better questions. What does this level require? Which system needs strengthening? Which boundary needs clarifying? What support would make this easy? Growth becomes a design brief instead of a threat. Third, income reaches a number that once felt distant. You look at it, and instead of instantly worrying about losing it or moving the goalpost before the achievement can land, you let it be real. You acknowledge it. This happened. I built this. It counts. Fourth, someone close to you says, "You're doing really well now." And you simply receive it. No minimizing, no awkward joke to shrink it. No performance of how hard it all is. Just thank you. Yes, it's going well. You remain entirely yourself while the evidence of your own progress is spoken out loud. Let these next statements settle as your own. Repeat them silently, or just listen. I can grow my capacity as my results grow. Success doesn't require me to surrender my freedom. I'm allowed to build boundaries around what I build. I can let something keep working instead of interrupting it. More responsibility doesn't mean doing everything alone. I can receive progress without minimizing it. My relationships don't need me to stay small. Higher levels of responsibility can become familiar to me. I can put support in place before I reach overload. growth is allowed to happen gradually. I remain myself as my circumstances change. New problems can be solved when they actually arrive. Tomorrow's capacity isn't required today. And here's a question worth keeping for the moments when growth starts to feel like pressure. Just one. What capacity would make this feel manageable? Watch what it does. The mind's first instinct under pressure is escape. How do I get out of this? This question turns the whole thing around. What needs to change so I can hold it? Sometimes the answer is a boundary. Sometimes a system, a hire, a price change, a clearer process, a saner schedule. The answer varies. The question keeps working. It converts the feeling of being trapped into a design problem, and design problems are what you do. Now let's walk forward. 3 moments from the months ahead. The first, your marketing starts producing more interest than usual. The momentum feels unfamiliar, and unfamiliar has a way of reading as unsafe. You notice the pull to slow down and you don't obey it. You stay consistent while keeping an honest eye on capacity. Feet on the floor, shoulders loose. One slow breath out. I can grow into this. The second, the business reaches a new income level. You let the number be real. No instant goalpost moving, no dismissal. And then you ask the strengthening question. What does this level require me to build? Feet, breath, I can grow into this. The third, a larger opportunity appears. More visibility, more responsibility, more reach. And notice the new response. You don't automatically say yes, because growth for its own sake isn't the goal. You don't automatically say no, because fear doesn't get to decide first either. You assess it against your values, your capacity, and your strategy. And then you choose freely in either direction. That freedom is the actual destination, not expansion at any cost. The ability to expand without fear holding the pen, and to decline without guilt doing the same. One thing more, because it takes the pressure off everything else. What if I get there and lose it? No honest person can promise you permanence. Businesses fluctuate. Clients come and go. Results move. Anyone who guarantees otherwise is selling something. But look at what remains even in the fluctuation. The experience, the skills, the evidence that you built something once, which is precisely what makes building again different the second time. Success doesn't need to be permanent to be valuable. If circumstances change, you'll adjust or rebuild, and you'll do it as the person who already knows how. Nothing real gets confiscated. And underneath all of this, a steadier identity is taking shape. Someone who can allow progress to remain. This person notices what's working and lets it keep working. They adapt, they strengthen weak systems, ask for help before they're desperate, set boundaries without apology, and continue. They don't need to shrink what's growing just because growth feels unfamiliar. Unfamiliar is what new levels feel like from the first day on them. Familiarity follows, it always has. You can let your life become larger without letting it become unmanageable. And you can grow into the capacity that what you create requires. Not in advance. In motion, the way every capacity you've ever had was actually built. And in a moment, we'll bring all of this back with you. I'll count from 1 to 5. 1, the sounds of the room returning. 2, the weight and position of your body, your hands, your feet. 3, fuller breath, some easy movement in your fingers and shoulders. 4, energy coming back, the day reassembling. And 5, eyes open whenever you're ready. calm, steady back. Take a moment before you get up. Whatever's working in your business right now is allowed to keep working. Whatever's growing is allowed to keep growing. The next level doesn't require you to arrive already capable. It only requires you to arrive. Feet, shoulders, one slow breath. I can grow into this. Then go and let it happen.